From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tom Hudson.
And from Broward County, I'm Jessica Bakeman. Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie says he has one objective for school security a year after the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting.
My goal is to make Broward County schools the safest schools in America.
In an interview this week in his office, Runcie called it his responsibility.
Next week, Runcie expects the school board to vote on two policies recommended by the Stoneman Douglas State Commission that has investigated the shooting, creating safer spaces in classrooms and a formal code red policy. This follows the district signing an agreement with the Broward County Sheriff's Office, giving it access to live security video from schools.
Superintendent Runcie, who is responsible for a school's security?
Everyone. We're all responsible for school security. And that includes the students at the school. That's why we ask our kids, if you see something, you say something. At the school level, ultimately, the principal is the leader of the school. They take full accountability for that. We put in now an Office of School Safety and Security. We expect them to have a good level of responsibility to make sure that occurs. And at the end of the day, I, as a superintendent in this district, own responsibility for making sure that we're doing every single thing we can in our power to make our schools as safe as possible.
At the school level, do you think that principals in Broward County acknowledge that they are the ones responsible for security on campus and not the SROs or monitors?
Yes. Our principals have heard it loud and clear from me and senior staff. We've had several all principal, assistant principal meetings where we've made it clear. I mean, we've had meetings where we've played the video of the actual shooting that occurred to impress upon them how serious this is. So our principals know that safety and security of the schools is a big priority for them and will continue to be, and may not be what some of them signed up for in terms of their primary focus, but it absolutely has to be, no exceptions. So yes, it's part of changing the culture in the district.
Can you tell us about the decision to play the video of the shooting for the principals? Why did you do that?
Because we felt that not only did I do that, but I've recommended that they all read the MSD commission report. I think that it's important for every leader in this district to be sensitized to what occurred at MSD, the impact that tragedy has had on not just Stoneman Douglas and Parkland and Coral Springs, but the entire Broward County. And so as leaders in our schools, you have to take the time to understand that, because if we're going to make our school district the safest school district in Florida and this nation, then all of our school leaders need to understand what's at stake.
So one of the other changes that you've talked about making recently was developing an agreement with the Broward Sheriff's Office to allow access to school surveillance cameras, I think during emergencies. Can you explain sort of the circumstances under which that would be allowed?
We have an agreement with the Broward Sheriff's Office, and as I sit here and speak to you today, they have full access to all our cameras in Broward County. There's no restrictions on it.
They can tap into those videos at any time.
They can tap into them now. Now, normally, they would tap into them when they have a reason to. There's a suspected threat. There may be a potential safety thing. There's a variety of reasons why they would do that, but there are no restrictions, really. They don't have to come and get permission from the district in order to go and access it. They just have real-time access to all the cameras.
What about your concerns about this historically, about the potential violation of the federal law that protects student privacy?
So we have made it clear to them that this is all about school safety. I believe that if I got to choose between safety and privacy, I'm going with safety every day.
You can hear the rest of the interview with Broward School Superintendent Robert Runcie Monday morning on the Sunshine Economy at 9. This is WLRN News. I'm Tom Hudson.
And I'm Jessica Bakeman.